Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com. And the title is Jesus as Your Savior. When we accepted Jesus as our personal Savior, did we not do this to save ourselves from damnation? Some of us chose Jesus because our life was a mess from trying to live it our way. But for whatever your reason was for accepting Jesus, we all hope to meet together in heaven. But for some reason, a lot of us tend to have a problem, and that is giving up our independence. We say to ourselves, "I call the shots," or "Nobody's going to tell me how to live my life." Yup, that's how we are. One of the things Jesus taught about was what it takes to get into the kingdom of God. Jesus said in Mark 8, verses 34 to 36, "If any man will follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul?" It may seem strange at first that one would give up his entire life to someone he can't even see. But you knew something drew you to call on Jesus, and that would be God. John 6, verse 44, "No one can come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who hath sent me." So by a knowing, you felt a presence in your heart, you knew something was missing, and you found Jesus who came into your life. So like many others, you probably wondered what to do next. Like most people, they start going to church and Bible studies. But there's a matter more important than that. Who are you trusting this newfound life with? Do you let the church and Bible studies and the people who go to the church teach you? Of course not. You're probably saying, "Huh?" Well, let me explain. They don't know you or your needs, and putting your life in their hands is like playing Russian roulette with 5 bullets. Jesus was sent by God to show us the way back to God. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." When you trust God, that's where your heart is. But put your trust in man, and that is where your heart will be. Also, it says in Luke 12, 29 to 31, "But you must not set your hearts on things to eat and things to drink, nor must you worry. It is the pagans of this world who set their hearts on these things. Your Father well knows you need them. No, set your heart on His kingdom, and these other things will be given you as well." When you truly give your life and will over to the Lord, and you build that relationship with Him, you will not want to have anything to do with being taught by man. Jesus knows you better than you know yourself. He knows what's best for you, and He certainly can manage your life better than you can. All you have to do is trust in Him, and do not try to do things your way. One of the things you do have to understand is that it is a long and lonely road to travel. But it is one amazing journey, And at the end of the road, there is an unspeakable peace and joy waiting for you. I am in no way telling you not to go to church or Bible studies, or even to talk to people. What I am saying is don't become dependent on any one of them. Keep an open mind, ask questions if you need to, then ask the Lord to help you sort things out. And pretty soon, you'll be able to listen and know that Jesus is a part of your life. You'll be able to know when He is talking to you and when He isn't. Anybody that misses out on this experience is losing so much. Jesus wants you to give Him your burdens, and He wants to give you His, which is light. There will be a lot of tests and trials. These will build up your faith and make you stronger, but you have to trust in Jesus. He'll guide you through them. You will learn about yourself and what God's will is for you. God loves you so much you just can't imagine. He wants you to come home. One thing you have to do is be willing enough to accept His Son, Jesus Christ. Follow Jesus, not man or your own mind. You've been deceived long enough. Let the Lord teach you truth. Luke 11, verse 9. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Your carnal life is as temporary as this world. Follow Jesus, and your life will be everlasting and eternal light. There are so many who believe and have tried to get me to believe that you can have God and take pleasure in the things of this world together. You can't. Find God and His will first, then see if you can take pleasure in the things of this world. John 18, verse 36. Jesus replied, "Mine is not a kingdom of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my men would have fought to prevent my being surrendered to the Jews. But my kingdom is not of this kind." Bless you, Jesus. Always remember what Jesus said, John 5, verse 30. I can do nothing by myself. I can only judge as I am told to judge, and my judging is just, because my aim is to do not my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. Thank you, and may God bless you.